A new state attorney general is taking immediate action against a lawsuit filed by the Alaska Native village of Point Hope. Only hours after being sworn in last week, Dan Sullivan filed a motion to intervene on behalf of Alaska, an intervention designed to protect the economic interests of the state. But Point Hope natives are crying foul. A year and a half ago, Point Hope sued the Federal Minerals Management Service in an effort to keep Chukchi Sea offshore oil and gas leases from going forward. Last week, the state of Alaska filed a motion in federal district court requesting to be allowed to participate as a party in the case. According to Assistant Attorney General Steve DeVries, the state wants to defend the validity of the leases that were issued by the MMS, specifically Chukchi Sale 193. In its pleadings, the state argues that intervention is important now because of the change in administration in Washington, D.C. Kevin Banks is director of the state oil and gas division. He says the outcome of the suit holds no immediate financial benefit for the state because development would occur beyond the area now subject to a federal-state revenue share agreement.
Now, while there may not be a direct financial benefit to the state's coffers, there certainly are many indirect benefits that will affect not only state revenue, but the oil and gas industry in general in the Arctic.
But he says successful development on Chukchi leases would have a definite impact on the state's future economy.
The infrastructure, as it's developed to support something out on the Chukchi, will also string along with it smaller projects that are along the way. So actually new exploration becomes feasible where it might not be today.
And he says oil from the Chukchi flowing through the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline would lower costs for all users while boosting state revenues. Plaintiffs in the suit want all the leases voided. They say that the MMS decision to offer Chukchi Outer Continental Shelf leases violates the Endangered Species Act. Carolyn Cannon is Point Hope's tribal president. She says she's very disappointed in the state's action.
You know, we were hoping to have the support from the state, but apparently we don't.
Cannon says Point Hope is going to continue the fight on its own despite not having state backup.
We were all hoping that they would, but it's no surprise. I know that they're pointing the finger at us, saying that, you know, we're stopping development and stuff like that, but our responsibility is to sustain our way of life and to protect our way of life, and that's what we're at. That's what we're aiming at.
The plaintiffs have filed for summary judgment and responses from the federal government and other intervening parties. ConocoPhillips and Shell are due next month. Banks says the Chukchi lease sale is drawing a lot of attention now.
The industry has taken a significant interest in exploration there in the form of some substantially high bids. Almost $2 billion of bidding has occurred there. So this is actually a fairly important potential future for the state and for Arctic oil and gas development.
According to Banks, rescission of the Chukchi leases would have a chilling effect on industry's interest in developing tracts in federal waters off Alaska, and that in turn would adversely impact industry interest in developing adjacent state oil and gas lands.